Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we are delving into The Light of Days by Judy Battalion, an enthralling narrative that shines a light on a lesser-known chapter of World War II history. Published in 2021, this work chronicles the extraordinary lives of Jewish women in Nazi-occupied Poland who rose as valiant resistance fighters. These remarkable women engaged in ghetto uprisings and undertook perilous missions as couriers, smuggling guns and supplies across enemy lines, showcasing unparalleled courage and determination. Judy Battalion brings a unique perspective to this narrative, holding a PhD in art history from the University of London's Courtauld Institute and possessing fluency in English, French, Hebrew, and Yiddish. Raised in Montreal, her rich cultural background and academic prowess inform her compelling storytelling. Battalion is no stranger to acclaim, having contributed to prestigious publications like Vogue, The New York Times, and The Washington Post. Her previous work, White Walls, a memoir about motherhood, daughterhood, and the mess in between, has also been well received. The Light of Days is an essential read for history buffs and anyone eager to uncover forgotten stories from World War II. Moreover, it serves as a source of inspiration, highlighting the fearless spirit of women who faced unimaginable dangers with unwavering bravery. If you're captivated by tales of heroism and resilience, this episode offers a glimpse into the lives of extraordinary women whose stories deserve to be remembered and honored. The Light of Days. The untold story of women, resistance fighters, in Hitler's ghettos. Introduction. Unveil a concealed chapter of World War II heroism, the saga of Poland's fearless female resistance. In the heart of occupied Poland during World War II, amidst the relentless oppression and darkness, emerged an extraordinary league of heroes, women who defied the Nazis with unparalleled courage and cunning. Among them was Bella Hazan, a young woman whose remarkable abilities as a courier for the Jewish resistance turned her into a legend. Bella was an impeccable embodiment of what the clandestine fight against tyranny demanded, an Aryan appearance, masterful command of Polish, and the natural charm to navigate through the perilous scrutiny of the military police. With a golden cross around her neck and a Christian prayer book in hand, she became the perfect undercover agent, moving weapons, ammunition, and money across cities, and even securing a position within a Gestapo office. The image of Bella laughing alongside unsuspecting Gestapo officers at a Christmas party remains an iconic testament to the audacity of her double life. Yet, the story of Bella Hazan is but a glimpse into the broader yet largely overlooked narrative of the valiant women of Poland's Jewish underground resistance. With men facing greater risks in traversing Nazi-occupied territories, it fell upon these fearless women to bear the mantle of smuggling essential goods, disseminating critical information, rallying support, and sustaining the flickering light of hope amidst overwhelming darkness. This narrative uncovers the reasons why women emerged as the backbone of courier operations during the tumultuous times of World War II. It delves into the origins of this resistance, rooted in the Jewish youth movements that inadvertently laid the groundwork for a formidable underground network. It also recounts the harrowing journey of a teenage girl from a small Polish village who, through her indefatigable will, evolved from a besieged inhabitant to a political detainee in the grand theater of resistance against the Nazi regime. As we traverse through these tales of unsung heroines, we resurrect from the annals of history the unforgettable saga of Poland's women in the resistance, a tale of bravery, intelligence, and an unwavering commitment to freedom, shining a light on a forgotten chapter of World War II heroism. Part 1. The Seeds of Resistance, Youth Movements in Pre-War Poland. As the shadow of World War II loomed over Europe, in the heart of Poland, a young girl named Renia Kukielka stood at the crossroads of adolescence and the stark realities of an increasingly volatile world. At 14, Renia's dreams diverged from those of her peers who aspired towards careers in nursing or medicine. Instead, she harbored the humble ambition of mastering stenography, envisioning a future within the confines of an office. Guided by the admiration for her two elder sisters, Sarah and Bela, Renya yearned to follow in their footsteps and join the ranks of the Freedom Youth Organization. Drawn by the allure of its activities and the sense of purpose it instilled in its members, her brother, Zvi, found his calling within the Young Guard, another youth movement that galvanized the energies of Poland's Jewish youth against a backdrop of growing instability. Poland's Jewish communities, with a history stretching back to the 1500s, were a testament to resilience and cultural prosperity. Cities like Warsaw and smaller towns such as Bedzin and Jedrzejow, where the Kukielkas called home, thrived as centers of Jewish life. However, the interwar period marked a time of uncertainty, exacerbated by the rise of anti-Semitism and the burgeoning Zionist movement, which presented a stark choice between enduring in their ancestral homeland or seeking a new beginning in Palestine. In response to the rising tide of discrimination, Jewish youth organizations played a critical role in fortifying the identity and morale of young Jews, offering a sanctuary that melded cultural pride with practical preparation for the potentiality of life in a kibbutz. Reflecting the diversity of Jewish thought, these groups ranged from liberal to conservative, mirroring the political landscape of the Jewish diaspora in Poland. Publications and newspapers became the lifelines of these movements, with Warsaw alone boasting 180 Jewish periodicals in Polish, Hebrew, and Yiddish. The youth, including Renia's sister Sarah, a fervent labor Zionist, traversed the country, disseminating news, fostering connections, and championing social justice through activities such as organizing training camps for children. Unbeknownst to these impassioned young adults, the friendships forged, the ideologies debated, and the networks established within these youth movements were laying the groundwork for an unprecedented test of resilience and unity. These early engagements in communal and political activism unwittingly served as the prelude to a brave and audacious struggle for survival and resistance against the looming threat of Nazi occupation. Part 2: A Harrowing Flight and the Inescapable Ghetto. The serene life of the Kukielkas in Jedrzejow was shattered in September 1939 when the German Blitzkrieg tore through Poland. Faced with imminent danger, Renia and her family embarked on a desperate trek to Smielnik, hoping to find refuge across the Nida River, a journey marked by the horrors of war and a landscape marred by death. Upon their arrival, the illusion of safety quickly evaporated as they realized Smielnik, too, had fallen victim to the devastating onslaught, its streets bearing the grim signs of the invasion. In a chilling night spent hidden in an attic, the family witnessed acts of unimaginable bravery amidst the terror. Through Renia's eyes, we see a young Jewish boy confront the German tanks with nothing but a pistol and indomitable spirit. A poignant moment of defiance that left an indelible mark on her young mind. His act of resistance, though futile, underscored a choice to face oppression with courage, a theme that would resonate deeply in the years to follow. As the initial chaos of the invasion subsided, the Kukielkas found themselves confined within the grim perimeters of the Jedrzejow ghetto. The creation of ghettos across Poland marked the beginning of a systematic campaign to isolate, starve, and decimate the Jewish population, a grim precursor to the horrors that would unfold. Yet, within these dire circumstances, the spirit of unity and resistance among Jewish youth organizations remained unbroken. Leaders who were abroad at the onset of the invasion faced the soul-searching decision of safety in foreign lands or returning to face the burgeoning crisis at home. Among them was Zivia Lubetkin, a prominent figure in Warsaw's freedom movement, who, with the assistance of her comrade Frumka Plotnicka, made the perilous journey back into the heart of occupied Poland. Returning to a Warsaw barely recognizable, with its Jewish inhabitants marginalized and marked by white armbands, Zivia and Frumka both only 25, assumed leadership roles within the beleaguered community. Their efforts to sustain the Jewish population, from setting up clandestine classrooms to navigating the still-functioning postal system, illustrated a relentless determination to maintain a semblance of normalcy and hope amidst the encroaching darkness. This chapter in their saga captures not only the initial shock and adaptation to life under occupation, but also the resilient undercurrent of resistance and solidarity that defined the Jewish response to Nazi oppression. The belief that they could withstand this trial, as severe as it appeared, was underpinned by a sense of collective endurance and the conviction that, against all odds, they would emerge from the shadows of tyranny. Part 3. Courage Under Siege: The Role of Women in the Ghetto Uprising. Life within the ghettos of occupied Poland was a study in constant change and adaptation. What began as slightly modified neighborhoods gradually morphed into prisons sealed off by walls, with every day bringing new curfews and restrictions. Amidst this, the Jewish communities were superficially governed by the Judenrat, a body intended to act as intermediaries with the Nazis, yet often powerless to offer real resistance or protection. Despite the encroaching barriers and the ever-watchful eyes of the occupiers, loopholes and strategies for escape and resistance persisted. Interestingly, it was in these acts of defiance that women found themselves at the forefront of the struggle. The restrictions imposed by the Nazis inadvertently set the stage for women to become pivotal in the Jewish resistance effort, exploiting their perceived vulnerabilities to subvert the very forces that sought to oppress them. One such advantage women had lay in their ability to evade the invasive drop pants test, a humiliating method the Gestapo used to identify circumcised Jewish men attempting to pass as Aryans. Beyond this, women often possessed better language skills, having been more likely to attend public schools where they learned to speak Polish fluently and without an accent. Their habit of carrying purses and bags also made them less conspicuous couriers, able to transport weapons, ammunition, and forged documents right under the noses of unsuspecting German officers. The occasional flirtation or smile could further disarm an officer, turning the tables of power, however momentarily. This led to the emergence of the kashariot, female couriers who became the lifeblood of the resistance movement within the ghettos. Women like Zivia and Frumka, who already had extensive networks through the freedom movement, proved instrumental in weaving together a cohesive underground resistance throughout Poland. They orchestrated a system of fives, groups responsible for resistance activities within their locale, effectively creating a vast network of operatives under the radar of the Gestapo. Among these brave women was Renia's sister, Sarah, who found herself isolated from her family at a freedom kibbutz in Bedzin amid the chaos of the German invasion. The separation of families, such as the Kukielkas, underlined the personal stakes involved in the struggle against the Nazis, driving individuals like Renia to risk everything in a bid for survival, connection, and resistance. The women of the ghetto uprising showcased a remarkable blend of intelligence, resourcefulness, and audacity. They played to the Nazis' underestimations, turning their societal roles and restrictions into weapons against their oppressors. This chapter of the resistance, driven by women who dared to stand up against seemingly insurmountable odds, remains a testament to the indomitable spirit of those who fight for freedom and justice, even from the shadows of oppression. Part 4. Escaping the Shadow of Persecution. The Jedrzejczyk Ghetto, amidst the summer of 1940, was a place growing ever more desperate by the day. Typhus ravaged the population, and those deemed fit were dispatched to labor camps, stripping the ghetto of its strength and vitality. The Kukielkas, among the so-called wealthiest families, found themselves uprooted once again, this time to Wodzislaw, where a harsh winter exacerbated their misery. The terror inflicted upon them reached new heights as drunken German soldiers wrought havoc in the streets, doling out death as if it were a decree from the heavens. In these harrowing times, despair grasped many, but not Renia. in the summer of 1942, with the winds of rumor hinting at an impending Aktion, a swift and brutal Nazi roundup, Renia resolved to escape. Leaving her parents was a heart-rending decision, yet at 17, she understood it was her only chance at survival. Her appearance, so akin to that of a typical Polish peasant girl, offered her a sliver of hope in the direst of circumstances. Her initial sanctuary was a Jewish labor camp where her brother found semblance of safety among the Nazis' perverse hierarchy of confinement. Here, the illusion of safety was so coveted that some willingly paid for the dubious privilege of incarceration, clinging to the hope of evading something far worse. Within days of her arrival, however, the fragile facade crumbled. The camp director, aware of the Aktion back in Wodzislaw and Renia's name on the dreaded list, warned her of the peril. Flight was her only option. Accompanied by Jochimowicz, a friend from Wodzislaw, Renia dashed into the dense forest, a brief sanctuary until the German police soon shattered their fleeting hope of freedom. In a moment laden with tension, Renia's fate balanced on the edge of a police officer's skepticism. Her convincing Polish and Aryan appearance spared her, but not Jochimowicz, whose life was extinguished with a single shot as they fled on the officer's cruel command. Alone, Renia wandered the wilderness, a test of survival that pushed her to her limits. Her journey eventually led her to a village train station, where amid desolation, fortune smiled upon her in the form of a lost woman's purse. It wasn't just the money it contained, nor the promise of a meal or a temporary haven it could buy. It was the passport within, a potential key to a new identity and perhaps a new chapter of survival in the unyielding saga of war. This chapter of Renia's life encapsulates the terrifying reality of the Jewish experience under Nazi persecution, of families torn apart, of forced flights into the unknown, and of the cruel caprice of fate that could, on a rare occasion, bestow a glimmer of hope amid relentless despair. Part 5. The Journey from Fugitive to Fighter. Assuming the identity of Wanda Widukowska, Renia embarked on a treacherous path to evade the clutches of war's relentless pursuit. With a newfound passport and a semblance of a plan, she sought refuge in Kazimierza Wielka, spurred by whispers of a Jewish presence there. Yet, the very rails that carried her towards hope also bore the threat of recognition. A fear realized when the gaze of a familiar face from Jedrzejow met hers. In a moment teeming with tension, the quiet exchange of looks morphed into whispers that chased her down the train car, whispers that branded her a Jew. Cornered by circumstances and caught between the dread of discovery and the unknown beyond, Renia faced a harrowing decision as the train chugged towards its next stop. With the specter of the military police looming, she chose the uncertainty of the leap over the certainty of capture. The fall rendered her unconscious but not defeated, sore but unbroken. She continued on her journey, fueled by an unwavering determination to survive. Her guise as a Catholic Polish woman was not just a mask, but a mantle of survival as she navigated the grim reality of Kazimierza Wielka. Employment with a half-German family offered a precarious shelter, demanding of her the performance of a lifetime, to live and pray as one of their own. The toll of this duplicity was immense, yet it shielded her from the grasp of persecution, if only momentarily. In the shadows, Renia reached out to her sister Sarah, tethering her hope to the fragile lines of correspondence that traversed a war-torn landscape. The reunion that followed was a brief respite in the storm, bringing the sisters together against the backdrop of unthinkable adversity. Yet, the solace found in their togetherness was pierced by the harrowing words of their parents, a final farewell that laid bare the depths of despair and abandonment faced by those caught in the war's merciless grasp. It was within this crucible of loss and survival that Renia's heart underwent a metamorphosis. The anguished farewell from her parents, transcending the lines of their last letter, became the anvil upon which her resolve was forged. No longer just a fugitive of war's chaos, She emerged with a heart steeled by hardship and a spirit ignited by the flames of resistance. Thus began Renia's transition from a victim of circumstance to an active participant in the fight against oppression, marking her journey as not just one of evasion, but of defiance and determination in the face of overwhelming odds. Part 6: The Flames of Rebellion, Armament and Alliance. When Renia set foot in Bedzin during the somber autumn of 1942, the undercurrents of defiance had already converged into a formidable force of resistance. The integration of the Freedom Movement and the Young Guard, along with burgeoning ties between Bedzin and Warsaw, heralded the inception of the Jewish Fighting Organization, or ZOBI, a beacon of hope and rebellion against the encroaching darkness of oppression. The Genesis of ZOB. In the summer of 1942 was born out of necessity and a grim awakening to the harrowing reality of the Holocaust. Revelations about mass exterminations in concentration camps, coupled with the devastating Bloody Sabbath Action in the Warsaw Ghetto, catalyzed the youth leaders into action. It was a stark declaration that mere survival was no longer sufficient. They needed to fight back. The pressing question of armament was met with resourcefulness and bravery. Tozia Altman, remembered not only for her fearless courier missions, but also for her unwavering optimism, became instrumental in arming the resistance. The subterfuge of smuggling weapons into the Warsaw Ghetto, under the guise of everyday items like sacks of potatoes or boxes of nails, underscored the ingenuity and determination of the ZOB fighters. This covert operation enabled the establishment of a secret weapons lab within the ghetto boundaries, marking a pivotal advancement in their preparation for combat. As the ZOBI strategized amidst continuous Nazi actions, the debate on the nature of their response intensified. While some advocated for immediate martyrdom through isolated attacks, leaders like Zivia emphasized the need for an organized, impactful uprising, one that would resonate beyond the confines of the ghetto walls. Parallel to these preparations, the spirit of resistance was alight in Bedzin, stoked by Frumka and reinforced by the activism of comrades like Renia and Sarah. However, it was in Krakow, under the nose of the Nazi regime, where the resistance struck a significant blow. Hella Schuper, a fearless Kasheriot hailed for her beauty and courage, managed the audacious feat of smuggling rifles and ammunition into the city, facilitating targeted assassinations of Nazi officers by ZOBI members. The escalating series of operations culminated in an unprecedented act of defiance on December 22, 1942, orchestrated in collaboration with the Polish Communist Party and spearheaded by the once ostracized poet Gola Mira. This bold strike, dubbed the Christmas Surprise, saw grenades hurled into a cafe frequented by German soldiers, claiming the lives of at least 7 Nazis. Through cunning, courage, and a unified spirit of rebellion, the Jewish resistance transformed from a dispersed network of fighters into a formidable opponent, signaling a stark message of defiance that resonated far beyond the ghetto walls. The formation of ZOBI and the daring operations that followed not only marked a significant chapter in the resistance movement, but also underscored the resilience and indomitable will of those who stood against tyranny with arms in hand. Part 7: From Sparks to Flames, the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. In the early months of 1943, the Jewish Fighting Organization, ZOB, in Warsaw had swelled in numbers and in resolve. Their daring posturing through posters that blanketed the city revealed a staunch declaration. Harm against the Jewish community would be met with fierce retaliation, irrespective of the perpetrator's identity. This bold stance, alongside targeted actions against collaborating Judenrat and militia leaders, solidified the ZOBI's position as a formidable force within the Warsaw Ghetto, commanding respect from its inhabitants. The gears of resistance had been set in motion, culminating in an unprecedented defiance against the Nazi oppressors during the first Warsaw Ghetto uprising. Originally planned for January 22nd, the uprising was preempted by an unexpected Nazi action on January 18th, leading to an immediate and visceral response from the Zob fighters. Captured but undeterred, they unleashed a surprise attack against their captors in the town square, marking the beginning of a new chapter in the struggle for freedom. Simultaneously, Zivia and her band of insurgents orchestrated an ingenious ambush, leveraging makeshift weapons against the German forces with unexpected success. The outcome was staggering. Not only did they inflict casualties upon their adversaries, but they also seized valuable Nazi weaponry, all while minimizing their own losses. This victory was more than just a tactical win. It was a symbol of hope and a testament to the courage and ingenuity of the resistance fighters. As news of these acts of defiance spread, a similar resolve took root in Renia, who was stationed in Bedzin. Witnessing the relentless abductions by the Nazis, she recognized the imperative for armed resistance. Emboldened by the stories of other fearless women couriers or kasheriot, Renia embarked on a perilous mission to Warsaw to secure weapons for Bedzin's fight. The legends of Havka Folman and Tema Schneiderman, who innovatively concealed grenades, and Bella Hazan, who audaciously infiltrated Gestapo headquarters, inspired Renia. With determination and newfound skills, Renia and Ina Gelbart successfully navigated the treacherous journey to Warsaw, where they acquired arms and explosives. Their return trip was fraught with risk, culminating in a nerve-wracking encounter with a Nazi officer. Renia's unyielding composure under scrutiny, masking lethal cargo under the guise of innocuous potatoes, epitomized the unwavering spirit of the resistance. This period marked a pivotal escalation in the Jewish response to Nazi tyranny, showcasing not only the strategic brilliance and valor of the ZOB, but also the indomitable will of individuals like Renia. Their actions, varying from tactical skirmishes to the covert transport of arms, wove together a tapestry of resistance that challenged the horrors of occupation with every thread of defiance. The Warsaw Ghetto Uprising and the acts leading up to it stand as a beacon of resilience, illuminating the darkness of persecution with the flames of rebellion. Part 8. The Ghetto Uprising, a Stand of Defiance. On April 20, 1943, the world's gaze was trained on Warsaw, where the Jewish Fighting Organization, ZOB, prepared to mar Adolf Hitler's birthday with an unprecedented act of rebellion. Despite being caught unaware by a Nazi action just days earlier, the fighters' resolve only solidified. The time for their large-scale uprising had unmistakably arrived. Armed with a bolstered arsenal courtesy of Poland's Home Army and other sympathizers, the ZOB had transformed into a formidable force. Their innovation within the confines of the ghetto had yielded Molotov cocktails and explosives, the latter ingeniously hidden under the streets, lying in wait for the enemy. The subsequent ambush on the Nazi forces was both symbolic and strategic, causing chaos within the ranks of the two 000 strong invaders and temporarily halting their advance. The night reverberated with the celebration of this initial triumph, marking a watershed moment of resistance against tyranny. However, the elation was short-lived as the Nazis resorted to a scorched-earth strategy, systematically setting the ghetto ablaze and forcing the resistance into subterranean shelters. The ensuing weeks saw relentless assaults that diminished the ZOB's ranks and pushed the survivors to the brink of despair. Zivia, one of the movement's key leaders, narrowly evaded death, her survival tinged with the guilt of leaving comrades behind as they sought a harrowing escape through the sewer systems beneath Warsaw. In the aftermath, a fraction of the original fighters found fleeting safety in the forest, carrying with them the weight of lost friends and the unbroken spirit of resistance. Notably, over 100 women played crucial roles in the uprising. Among them, Nyuta Teitelbaum, a figure of valor and vengeance within the communist Spartacus group. Known as Little Wanda with the Braids, Nyuta's daring exploits against the Gestapo cemented her legacy as a fearsome and formidable assassin, challenging the oppressors with every breath. The ghetto uprising of 1943 stands as a monumental chapter in the annals of resistance, embodying the indomitable will of a beleaguered community fighting against insurmountable odds. Each act of defiance, each life sacrificed, illuminated the darkened skies of Warsaw with the enduring light of hope, courage, and an unyielding resolve to stand against the face of evil. Through their unwavering stand and ultimate sacrifice, the fighters of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising etched their names into the heart of history, not as victims, but as valiant warriors in the fight for dignity, freedom, and justice. Part 9. The Twilight of Resistance. The vibrant echo of resistance that once coursed through the Polish ghettos found a whispered continuation in the dense, unforgiving forests, serving as a sanctuary and a stronghold for the partisan fighters. However, the solidarity that bound these fighters together seldom extended to the Jewish resistors, who faced indifference and often outright rejection from the non-Jewish Polish partisans. Women in particular found themselves marginalized, their participation often limited to roles far removed from the front lines of armed resistance. Despite these adversities, Jewish resistance groups like the FPO, United Partisan Organization, emerged, carving out their own chapters of defiance from the outskirts of Vilna and other remote areas. They orchestrated daring sabotage missions against the enemy's infrastructures, with women like Ruska Korczak and Witka Kempner playing pivotal roles in these operations. This was a testament to the indomitable spirit of Jewish resistance, untethered from the ghettos and unleashed upon the broader canvas of occupied Poland. As the ghettos dwindled, swallowed up by the Nazi extermination machine, many of the valiant Zobi fighters and Kashariot were thrust into a precarious existence of subterfuge and secrecy, their survival hanging by the thread of forged identities and a constant vigil against discovery and betrayal. In this shadow life, figures like Zivia found solace in fleeting moments of normalcy, even as the specter of annihilation loomed ever closer, urging their comrades in Bedzin to rise up while time still allowed. Hope persisted in the form of planned uprisings and desperate missions for documents essential for escape and survival. Renia, once more, found herself venturing into the heart of danger on a mission to secure fake visas, a mission shadowed by ominous signs and the chilling absence of her companion, Ina. Upon her return to Bedzin, the harrowing sight of Nazis orchestrating the ghetto's liquidation confronted her, forcing her to retreat into the forest once again, her heart heavy with uncertainty about her sister Sarah's fate. In the ensuing chaos, Renia encountered Ilza, a young survivor from Bedzin, from whom she learned the tragic fate of many, including Fromka. Yet amidst the despair, a glimmer of hope surfaced with the news that Sarah was still alive, offering a fragile thread to cling to in the darkness. As they endeavored to navigate the perilous path to Warsaw, armed only with their forged papers and the resilience born of relentless struggle, Renia and Ilza faced the grim reality of their predicament. The very documents that symbolized their hope for survival would ultimately betray them, a poignant reminder of the fragility of life and resistance in the face of an overwhelming force. Thus, the twilight of resistance flickered in the deepening shadows of war, a story of courage and despair, of battles fought in silence and in uproar, and of the relentless pursuit of freedom and dignity against the backdrop of history's darkest hour. Part 10. A Harrowing Journey to Liberation. Renia's intuition had warned her of the perils of two people using documents crafted by the same hand, prompting her and Ilza to separate on the train. Yet, their precautions fell short in the face of experienced guards skilled in detecting forgeries. Captured and subjected to relentless interrogation, Renia clung to her fabricated identity with unwavering conviction, even as violence was meted out in an effort to break her spirit. Her staunch denial in the face of brutal assault exemplified an extraordinary resilience, a determined refusal to yield to her captors' demands. Transported to the Katowice prison, Renia and Ilza grappled with the grim realization of their situation, contemplating the depths of despair and considering the final escape from their torturous reality. The subsequent interrogation, a brutal ordeal of physical abuse at the hands of the Gestapo, only solidified Renia's resolve. Even when faced with execution, she remained steadfast, choosing potential death over betrayal of her cause or her comrades. Miraculously surviving the Gestapo's ruthless methods, Renia's fate took an unexpected turn within the walls of Ms. Louise prison. It was there, amidst the bleakness of confinement and the torment of uncertainty, that a sliver of hope emerged through a correspondence facilitated by a sympathetic guard. Sarah's message, a beacon amidst the darkness, outlined a daring plan for escape, a testament to the resilience and unbreakable bond of those united in resistance. The meticulously orchestrated escape, fueled by courage and desperation, marked the beginning of Renia's arduous trek towards freedom. Weak from her ordeal yet driven by the unyielding desire for liberty, she traversed treacherous terrains, the distance to safety amplified by her physical frailty and the biting cold. The decision to part ways at the border, with Sarah staying behind to aid their comrades, underscored the immense sacrifices borne by those entrenched in the fight against oppression. Renia's subsequent journey to Budapest and her efforts to secure passage to Palestine represented not just a personal triumph over the forces that sought to extinguish her light, but also a poignant tribute to the tenacity of the human spirit in the face of abject despair. Yet, the absence of a final reunion with Sarah imbued her story with a bittersweet resonance, a poignant reminder of the cost of survival amidst the cataclysm of war. This narrative, etched in the annals of resistance and resilience, stands as a testament to the enduring power of hope, the unbreakable bonds of sisterhood, and the unwavering commitment to freedom, evoking a profound admiration and reverence for the incredible journey of those who daringly navigated the perilous path to liberation. Final summary. Arriving in Palestine on March 6, 1944, was a moment Renia Kukielka could scarcely have imagined during the darkest days of her struggle for survival. At the tender age of 19, having faced countless brushes with death, her journey from the depths of despair in occupied Poland to the relative safety of Palestine was nothing short of miraculous. Alongside her, other valiant female comrades, including Zivia, forged their own paths to survival against unimaginable odds, carrying with them the scars and memories of their harrowing experiences. Zivia, having endured the tempest of war and resistance in Warsaw until its liberation by Soviet forces, also found solace in the sanctuary of Palestine. Yet, the weight of survivors' guilt shadowed her, a silent testament to the sacrifices and losses endured in the fight for freedom and dignity. The tales of their courage, resilience, and indomitable spirit, once celebrated and widely shared, gradually receded into the background, obscured by the passage of time and the tumult of post-war reconstruction. Renia's remarkable story, documented as part of a broader narrative on women's experiences in the ghetto, was published in 1947, offering a glimpse into the extraordinary lives of those who resisted tyranny with every fiber of their being. Yet as the years passed, the profound contributions of these women to the tapestry of resistance and their undying commitment to the cause of freedom seemed to fade from collective memory. In the land of Palestine, amidst the nascent stirrings of a new beginning, Renia, Zivia, and their fellow survivors carried forward not just the legacy of their fallen comrades, but also the enduring hope for a future where the horrors of the past would never be repeated. Their journey from the shadow of oppression to the light of liberation remains a powerful reminder of the strength of the human spirit and the unyielding resolve to seek justice and peace, even in the face of overwhelming adversity. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.